Youth Culture Today with Walt Mueller of the Center for Parent Youth Understanding.
All this week, we're looking at some wise words from my friend Cooper Pinson at Harvest USA. Cooper shares five first steps we can take as youth workers and parents if a student tells us they are same-sex attracted. The second step is to be realistic. Because we live in a world that is increasingly hostile to Christian beliefs, an affirming LGBTQ community will look like home, especially when the church has done such a poor job in this area. But we also want to help same-sex attracted students see that following Christ is now, and will be in the future, truly life-giving. It's a hard sell, but we must reveal the tension. We also want to give our students the ultimate realistic goal of life, holiness in Christ's likeness, not heterosexuality. God never promises heterosexual desires to the exclusively same-sex attracted person. God wants us to seek Him above all things, even if He might leave those same-sex desires in place to drive us to Himself.
For more on youth culture, visit us on the web at cpyu.org.